That was O Sole Mio by the Afro Tenors, and you are tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. And on today's show, we are joined by three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's number one favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books, who just happen to be our sponsors for the show too. This is your calm in the chaos and your book guidance through the aisles of the virtual bookshop in our minds. We've already heard from our friends at Penguin Random House and Jonathan Ball, and so next up are my own publishers, Pan Macmillan. I am an author, and they were kind enough to bring out my latest novel, which, surprise, surprise, it's called Book People. Yeah, no surprises, it's about all of us book people. Pan Macmillan do a fantastic job of publishing South African authors. They've got brilliant authors on their books. They also bring in some great international titles and distribute them around the country, much like Jonathan Ball, Penguin Random House. So welcome to the show to all my friends at Pan Macmillan. What standout titles do you have to recommend to us today?
Hello and a very warm welcome to this month's Pan Macmillan Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio. I'm Tsebiso Makhura and I am delighted to guide you through four exceptional new titles hitting South African bookstores this month. Our lineup today is a wonderful mix of genres and perspectives. We're exploring a deeply reflective guide to creative courage from a global bestseller, a razor-sharp domestic suspense set in suburban Australia, a scientific framework for leadership from one of South Africa's most respected business minds, and finally, a hilarious, heartfelt farewell to a legendary group of friends in local fiction. Whether you're looking for personal inspiration, a page-turning mystery, strategic insights, or a comforting laugh, there's something truly special waiting on the shelves right now. Let's jump straight into our first title. First up today is Great Callings by Brianna Wiest. South African readers will already be very familiar with Wiest's work through her multi-million copy global bestsellers, The Mountain Is You and 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. While The Mountain Is You dealt with self-sabotage broadly and the pivot year offered daily thoughts on personal growth, Great Callings is Wiest's most focused book yet. It was written specifically for anyone who carries a quiet sense of creative purpose, whether that's writing a book, starting a business, or launching a new project, and yet continually finds reasons to wait. What makes this book stand out in the self-development space is its perspective. Most books about creative work try to teach you how to do it. Great Callings looks at why you haven't started yet. Wiest gently identifies the hidden psychological barriers we all face. The fear of visibility, resistance disguised as endless preparation, the exhausting chase for external validation, and the inherited belief that worthwhile work must always involve struggle. Instead of treating these obstacles as proof that you aren't ready, Wiest reframes them as invitations to deepen your personal clarity and resilience. Drawing on insights from history's greatest artists and thinkers, she reminds us that a calling isn't waiting for us to become worthy of it. It's simply waiting for us to stop preparing and start living it. The writing itself is poetic and contemplative, written in a longer form than the pivot year. It's a book to read slowly, reflect on, and return to over time. If you're an artist, writer, entrepreneur, or someone simply looking to align their daily actions with your deepest values, Great Callings is an essential read. From internal reflection, we pivot to the high-stakes world of psychological suspense with Mad Mabel by Sally Hepworth. Hepworth is an Australian author and an instant New York Times bestseller, wildly celebrated as a master of domestic drama and mystery. Mad Mabel introduces us to an unforgettable protagonist, 81-year-old Elsie Fitzpatrick. Elsie lives a quiet, unassuming life in the suburbs, coming across to her neighbors as little more than a curmudgeon who minds everyone else's business. But Elsie harbors a dark secret she has buried for decades. As the story reminds us, when it comes to murder, no one ever suspects little girls or old ladies. And Elsie, once a little girl and now an old lady, happens to have a strange history of people in her life meeting a foul end. Her quiet existence shatters when an elderly neighbor is found dead. As the police investigate, they uncover Elsie's true identity. She is Mad Mabel, the youngest person in Australian history ever to be convicted of murder over 60 years ago. With the police asking questions and the media circling, Elsie has to decide whether her past has finally caught up with her or if it's time to set the record straight. Sally Hepworth masterfully balances the tension of a police investigation with dark humor, sharp wit, and real emotional warmth. Literary heavyweights have praised it heavily. Harlan Coben called it funny, twisty, and suspenseful, while Jane Harper described it as a page-turning triumph packed with nuance and mystery. It is a fantastic book for book clubs and readers who love author Leanne Moriarty or Frederick Backman. Moving into local nonfiction and leadership, we have a major release, The Four Principles, Multiply Your Impact in Life and Leadership by Adrian Gore. As the founder and CEO of Discovery and Vitality, Adrian Gore built a company from a single idea into a global financial group serving over 50 million customers across 37 countries. The Vitality shared value model he created is so revolutionary that it is taught as a case study at Harvard Business School and has been recognized by Fortune magazine as a force changing the world. In The Four Principles, Gore moves beyond a traditional business memoir to deliver a practical, scientifically backed manual on how individuals can exponentially multiply their impact. He addresses a fundamental paradox. Why do some people create extraordinary impact, while others with the same talent stall? Gore explains that human biology has left us evolutionarily miscoded for a fast-moving, modern world, causing us to default to linear thinking. To override this, he outlines four core principles. Disciplined optimism. Why choosing optimism is the most rational path to seizing overlooked opportunities. Focused urgency. Recognizing that your time to make an impact is shorter than you think. Declared goals. How setting bold goals triggers radical motivation and decisive action. And the Pareto tail, focusing on a few high-power decisions that determine your entire trajectory. Endorsed by luminaries ranging from Trevor Noah to Larry Fink, The Four Principles is a rigorous, deeply insightful guide for anyone looking to scale their vision and leadership. Finally today, we return to a beloved landmark in South African commercial fiction. John van der Rijt has released the highly anticipated final book in the record-breaking Spud series, Spud 2 for the Road. Set in the year 2004, the story picks up with the 20s-era Spud Milton. Having survived his 10-year school reunion, Spud and his creative sidekick, Fox, have their sights set on the National Arts Festival to launch their satirical sketch show, Viper. Spud feels ready to take on the world, but he hasn't factored in the manipulative powers of his old friend Rambo. What started as a casual idea floated over drinks at the reunion is rapidly elevated into a full-scale backpacking odyssey across Southeast Asia. To make matters more chaotic, Spud finds himself designated as the trip's regional manager. In what Spud dubs the Year of the Icarus, the journey is wild, unpredictable, and endlessly funny. More than 20 years after we first met the Crazy Eight, John van der Rijt brings a deeply satisfying conclusion to their story. As satirist and actor Ben Foss noted on the back cover, this book is a hilarious, heartfelt celebration of one of fiction's greatest groups of friends and a wonderful reminder that while adventures end, true friendships never do. And that brings us to the end of today's Pan Macmillan Publisher's Choice. Whether you're drawn to the creative wisdom of Brianna Wiest's Great Callings, the clever suspense of Sally Hepworth's Mad Mabel, the strategic insight of Adrian Gore's The Four Principles, or the nostalgic humor of John van der Rijt's Spud 2 for the Road, all four of these brilliant titles are available right now at your local bookstore and online. For more information, author updates, or reading lists, please feel free to visit the Pan Macmillan website at panmacmillan.co.za.